Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Franco reaches second base with a double. Redus throws the ball into Carcoviche, who tags Franco trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Dempsey goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. Redus strikes out. 2 outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Franco moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Franco scores. Carter moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Boston reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. Calderon goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabler scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher bunts towards the mound. Thigpen fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to second. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manrique reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Royster pinch hits for Ron Karkovice. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Frank Wills now pitching. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 3 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Royster moves to second. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manrique bunts towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Royster moves to third. Redus moves to second. One out. Steve Carlton now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard misplays the ball. That's an error on Bernazard. Royster scores. Redus moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Redus scores. Walker moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Rich Yett now pitching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker scores. Fisk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Steve Lyons now playing right field. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Mel Hall. Bob James now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franco scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen strikes out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doug Frobel pinch hits for Dave Gallagher. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.